welcome our high school religious ed class for a retreat today, as well as a retreat team from Franciscan University in Steubenville, who is going to be offering the retreat. So we're glad to have all of you with us here at this particular liturgy. There was a news report about a unique problem in a certain private school in Washington. Apparently, a number of the sixth grade girls had just begun using lipstick and were putting it on in the bathroom and thought it would be cute to leave lip prints on the mirrors. And, of course, this took a lot of time to clear up by the maintenance man, and he'd get it cleaned up one day, and a day or two later, they'd all be back up again, and he had to clean it up some more, and very inconsiderate and callous towards the people that had to do all the work to clean up the mess. So the principal realized something had to be done, and so she decided to, with the maintenance man, to call a meeting with the girls and the maintenance man in the bathroom and just show how much work this causes and how difficult it is. So to demonstrate, she asked the maintenance man to show the effort that's required. And so he gets the squeegee thing, like you see at a gas station with a sponge on one side and a squeegee on the other, dips it in the toilet, and then cleans, and then cleans the mirror off with it. There was never a problem again about lip prints on the mirror. Now, common courtesy should normally dictate the reason why someone shouldn't be so inconsiderate of others and should think of the impact of their behavior on others. But St. Paul gives us actually a deeper reason. And he tells us in the second reading, "Do you not know that you are the temple of God, and the Spirit of God dwells in you? So if anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy that person too, for the temple of God, which is you, is holy." So one reason, one impact of this fact in our faith is that we are all godly people with God dwelling in us, and we all should respect the temple of God that our neighbor represents. But we'll get to that more in a minute. This truth is very central to our faith, and it's been said in multiple ways. St. Paul said that as proof that you are children, God sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying out, "Abba, Father." So you are no longer a slave, but a child. So again, the Spirit dwelling in us. And Paul talks about later on in 2 Corinthians that we are the temple of the Spirit, once again, in those terms. So what is the meaning of this? What does it matter? And what does the Holy Spirit do in us, living in us as in a temple? And it's important to understand when he says living in us, it's not as if he kind of haunts our body. Rather, he dwells in our soul. He dwells in the immaterial part of us that knows, that loves, that wills, that thinks. And he works in us in multiple ways. In particular, he works in us and through us, which is important to note. He works in us by giving us a new birth, by increasing in us the gifts of the Spirit. He works in us to build us up and give us growth in this new birth. You may remember in John's Gospel where he said, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven unless you are born of water and the Spirit. God gives us a birth to a new level of reality, the level of God, the level of the Spirit. And it is the work of the Spirit to do this. He also works in us to help us to grow. He is constantly sanctifying us. He is always telling us something. He is always speaking to us, always working in us. And it's part of our task as Christians to listen, to be attuned to be aware of the working and operation of the Spirit in us. He also works through us. And this is a very important theme as well, because the most dramatic example is on the day of Pentecost when the apostles went out and with unity, power, and enlightenment in terms of who Jesus is and what the message of the gospel amounts to, they proclaimed it boldly to the world and added thousands to their numbers within several days. The Spirit works through us to reach others with the gospel message. There's a couple interesting passages in the Fathers of the Church that stress this. St. Basil wrote a famous work on the Holy Spirit, and he says this in a very, very beautiful way. Just as a sunbeam falling on light and transparent bodies, like a stained glass window, causes them to pour forth a brilliance from themselves, so too souls which bear the Spirit and which are illuminated by him become spiritual themselves and send forth grace to others. So that we who are the Holy Spirit dwelling in us, who use this gift, become ourselves like a stained glass window that is enlightened by the Spirit and casts light or grace or spiritual blessings upon all those around us. It's a beautiful passage and a beautiful thought about how he works through us to reach others. As I mentioned, he works in us too. St. Cyril of Jerusalem, in his famous catechetical instruction, writes, "The Spirit comes with the tenderness of a true friend and protector to save, to heal, to teach, to counsel, to strengthen, and to console." Okay, John Paul II says the Holy Spirit is a teacher within. So the Holy Spirit works in us and he works through us. It's important that we understand this doctrine that his Spirit indwells us is not just an idle thing like we put in a lockbox and leave, wait for 50 years and go back and look at it and go, oh my gosh, I got this when I was 12. You know, instead, he is an active friend and presence in our life that we, that we use and who works in and through us. So that's important. But it also has a bearing, getting back to my opening points, about the way we treat other people and the way we should treat ourselves. If the Spirit lives in us, making us to be children of God, making us to be sons and daughters of God the Father, we need to take care of ourselves in a proper way. Take care to avoid sin. Take care to abusing our bodies through neglect. Take care to treat ourselves with the respect that we deserve and insist on that appropriately with others. We also have to realize that the care for others, the care for ourselves that we give, we should extend to others. They are also sons and daughters of God. They are also temples of the Holy Spirit. Our neighbor is also possesses the very presence of God in their life and in their person. And they need to be given the care, respect, consideration, courtesy, mannerly treatment that they deserve. So there's so much to think about from that simple truth that we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. A temple in the ancient world was the dwelling place of a deity. It was a center of worship because people gathered around the place where this God lived. And so if we are the temple of the Holy Spirit, that means people, and Paul uses that ancient expression, we should therefore realize that we are a presence of God in the world. We are an avenue through which God will reach others. People will see him through us, as Basil said, the light shining through like a window. So let's never forget this doctrinal truth. And not only never forget it, but live out of it every single day. Maybe as we go through our week coming up, we can think about and realize that God dwells in me, the Spirit dwells in me, that he works in me and through me. What is he asking me to do? And looking, the Holy Spirit dwells in my brothers and sisters and each of you. You know, what is he saying through your presence in our lives? What is he saying through the unique person that each one of you are? What's he saying to me? You know, how is he working in our midst? One of the ways in which I pray for our parish, I just got back from visiting my brother, 7-hour and 40-minute trip to Wisconsin. And you'd start doing a lot of things with your mind on those boring roads through Ohio. And after you're tired of listening to the radio and saying the rosary about 5 times and all these other things. So, but I did, as I usually do, even when I'm not sitting in the car bored, is I pray for our parish that the Holy Spirit will work in our parish and that he will bring to rise up gifts in our parish and that I'm smart enough to see them as the pastor and make use of them for his honor and glory and to build up the spiritual life that we have. But that's a prayer we all should have, that God's Spirit who dwells in us animates us collectively and individually, and that we become the people he wants and the ministries, the calls, the work the inspirations rise to the surface so that we can identify them and use them. So Paul says again, okay, do you not know you are a temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? We should be able to say yes, and I think about that every day.